Search. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. More questions than answers regarding the FBI's search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Republicans in Congress are calling for the affidavit that led to the search to be released. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, giving his take on how the Florida federal judge is handling the affidavit situation on CBS's Face the Nation.
Well, this is very revealing because the court has already made a ruling that they believe, and remember, the court knows what's in the affidavit, that portions of the affidavit can be released to the public. Now, what's important about this affidavit is it will give us the information to understand how did the FBI justify a raiding Mar-a-Lago and spending 9 hours in the president's house.
The former president says that he had declassified all of the documents seized by the FBI. A prominent Republican senator will not be testifying in Georgia this week. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham won't be testifying before a special grand jury in Atlanta this week. After all, a federal appeals court has temporarily put on hold a lower court order that would have required testimony from Graham on Tuesday. The South Carolina Republican was subpoenaed to appear before the grand jury investigating efforts to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia. Graham is challenging the subpoena.
At least 21 people were killed when Islamic militants stormed a hotel in Somalia. The siege lasted for nearly 30 hours. Fox's Trey Yingst has the report.
With the continued threat of terrorism in Somalia, the United States routinely operates against al-Shabaab in the country. Earlier this month, the Americans carried out 3 separate drone strikes against the group, killing a reported 13 militants. Now, following that hotel attack in Somalia over the weekend, it's important to remember that al-Shabaab is now operating and attacking in neighboring Ethiopia.
America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Two highly anticipated state primaries taking place Tuesday. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis will find out who he will face in November. Is it former Republican governor, now Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist, or the recently surging agricultural commissioner, Nikki Fried? Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings is the favorite to take on GOP Senator Marco Rubio, but she has to get through a primary first with 3 other Democratic challengers. Republicans have high hopes, though, after redistricting in Florida. The new map has an additional 4 Republican-leaning districts. In New York, there are multiple House primaries to watch, including 2 special elections, one of which is in the 19th, a notable swing district. And due to redistricting, Congressman Jerry Nadler is facing Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney in the 12th.
9 people were arrested at the Kentucky State Fair Saturday night. Police said the suspects used noise-making devices to scare people into thinking there was gunfire. WDRB Fox Louisville's Dakota Sherrick was there with the report.
The Kentucky State Fair did say that they were made aware of a situation, and they said that the Kentucky State Police are helping them investigate and that they immediately went to work to make sure the area was secure and, just as a precaution, started doing a soft close of the fair.
Thanks to inflation, the cost of raising a child has increased.
According to analysis by the Brookings Institution, the cost of raising a child through the age of 17 has risen upward of $300,000. That's a 9% increase from previous estimates. The average cost of raising a child born in 2015 was just over $233,000. Brookings used data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in 2017 and updated it to account for the higher inflation rates the country is currently seeing.
Fox's Ted Lindner. NBA Hall of Famer Dennis Rodman claims he got permission to go to Russia to help secure WNBA star Brittany Griner's release. No word on who he received permission from. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.